The audio you are about to listen to was created by me, MonaLisa32. It was written by, performed by, and created for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are under the age of 18 and considered a minor, please do not indulge in my content. Consider this as a warning and do not proceed. My audios are not to be rehosted, re-uploaded, or reshared on any other platform without my explicit written permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy the audio. Oh, hey, little bro. Of course you can come in. You know you're always welcome in my room. I told you that when you moved in with me. I'm surprised you're home so early. I thought you'd be out all night with that little cutie you were meeting. Yeah, I'm just laying here watching my shows. Getting ready to go to sleep, you know? Plus, I wanted to be a good big sister and not get in the way just in case you came home with that girl. So, did the date go bad, or? Fine. It doesn't look like it went fine. Big sis can tell when you're feeling down, little guy. You can't hide it from me, so just tell me what happened already. Wait. Actually, come lay down with me. I'll turn the TV off and then we can just talk, like old times. Yeah, lay right here and face away from me. You'll be the little spoon, the best position for comfort cuddles. Trust me. There we are. See? Doesn't this feel nice? Your big sister holding you from behind. Stroking your hair slowly. I can already feel the tension flowing out of you. Just relax, okay? Your big sis is here for you. Always. So, tell me what happened. You know you can always be honest with me. Oh, come on. You can tell me. We've always been close. We used to share everything with each other, remember? I know we grew apart a bit when I moved across town after college, but that's why I was so excited when you asked to move in with me. Like it would be a chance for us to reconnect, now that we're both done with school and away from mom and dad. So don't hold anything back. Give me all the details. Okay. Okay, so you picked her up. Oh, I love that restaurant. It's very romantic. Okay. Light conversation, flirty back and forth. Typical date stuff. Right. Oh, you took her for a walk after along the pier. Okay. So romantic. I love the view there. You took her to our old spot? Okay. What next? Okay. So you made out for a while, and then she invited you back to her place. Well, it sounds like everything went great so far. What happened when you got to her place? Wait, so you guys fucked? And then you came home? I'm not seeing any problems, little bro. It sounds like you got everything you wanted. It just wasn't what you were expecting? What does that mean? Like, she didn't juggle your balls the way you like? I'm not mad. I just don't understand what you're complaining about. Oh. So it was just vanilla sex? And she didn't do the sort of things that you like? She'd wrap her fingers around your throat, like I used to. Like I'm doing right now. She didn't grope this pert little ass of yours like this? I haven't heard that moan in years. You're still a fucking pervert, aren't you? Just a pathetic little boy fantasizing about fucking his big sister. Say it. Good boy. Now, say it again while I reach into your pants. Yes. Just a pathetic, pervert simp for his sister. His little cock. This little cock I'm stroking right now. It was always so desperate for me, wasn't it? But the fucking wasn't enough, was it? When I finally gave in and let you fuck me, you just wanted more. Like a greedy little slut. You always wanted a kinkier, more perverted fun with your own sister, didn't you? Well, lucky you, because so did I. I was open to experiment, curious to see how far you'd go, what your limits would be. But we never found them, did we? No. Maybe that's why I've missed you. None of the other boys in the city seem to have the same tastes as I do. As you do. Even when I decided to keep hooking up with the other guys while we were having fun, you surprised me. You always did. When I came home in the middle of the night for the first time, I thought you'd be jealous, like an ex-boyfriend. Instead, you were excited. Like a cuck. I remember you knocking lightly on my door so Mom and Dad wouldn't hear. Kind of like how you did tonight, even though we're alone now. I told you to come in, and in you came, head down, eyes trained on the floor like a scolded puppy. I thought you'd be angry, or at least upset. After all, we'd been hooking up frequently and I betrayed you. It took you so long to get the words out, to ask what you wanted to ask. I just let you stew, waited for you to work up the courage. Finally, you did. How did your date go, sis? Well, I told you, didn't I? Because there are no secrets between us. I gave you all the fucking gory details. How his cock was so much bigger than yours. How I sucked it. How he fucked me so hard I thought his bed would break. But that just raised a new question, didn't it? One that was burning on your lips, forcing you to ask. Do you remember? That's right. Did he come in you? Is the smirk that spreads across my lips burned into your mind? How about the image of me pulling back the covers and spreading my legs, telling you to have a taste and find the answer? Are you upset that I stopped stroking your tiny cock? I know you, little boy. I know you were about to blow your load all over my bedspread. Think about the first time you ate my cream pie out of me. And I'm not done with you yet. Not by a long shot. I'm curious. Did you wash your perverted little dick after your date tonight? I can smell her cunt on my hand now. You dirty little whore. Sniff it. Sniff it and tell me if she smells better than I do. You're goddamn, she doesn't. Your big sister's pussy scent is the best you'll ever whiff. And you should know that. Do you understand? Good. Now take your pants off. I want full access to that dirty little cock. Good boy. That's right. Lay back down. God, you're actually shaking. You've wanted this so bad, haven't you, pervert? I thought so. You like the feeling of my fingers wrapped around this needy, pathetic little dick. Oh, you want me to stroke again? Well, if you want that, then I need something first. Anything you say? Good. I want you to tell me that you're my little bitch. That you'll be my dirty, pathetic boy whore again. Just what I wanted to hear. Now, beg me to play with this greedy dicklet again. Now, I'll just wrap my other hand back around your throat while I jerk you off. God, you're such a pussy. So easy to manipulate and use. But I know that's exactly what you want. What you need. Promise me you won't come until Big Sis gives you permission. So obedient. I love how your voice sounds while I choke you. Here, lick my palm. I want you to clean the scent of that whore off of me and get it nice and wet so I can stroke you faster. Here, this is the only lube this useless dick deserves. I mean, it's not like it's big enough to need more. Okay, I'm going to stop stroking and I want you to take over. Start thrusting your hips. Yes, fuck my hand. Like you wish you were fucking my wet, perfect pussy. You know you don't deserve my cunt. It's so generous of me to give you this much. Thrust faster. Pound that hand, pussy. Keep going. Aw. Are you really complaining that I loosened my grip? And that you can't feel me anymore? Now you know how I feel with this useless thing inside me. Oh, you're twitching. Taking my hand away now? Ah, that sad little whimper gets me so fucking hot. I love denying you. I used to think you love it too. You do? Really? Then explain to me why you keep giving all that dirty cum to every girl with standards low enough to fuck you. That's my cum you've been giving away, little boy. Mine. And you're going to pay me back for every wasted drop. How? Oh, lots of ways. But telling you now would ruin my fun. But you can start by licking my pussy as an apology. I'm going to shift up on the bed and slide these panties off. Now, get down between my legs and show me how sorry you are. I want to see if you remember how I like it. There we are. Just like coming home again, huh? No, no, you pathetic slut. Don't go straight for my clit. You need to tease and suck the labia first. God, you are out of practice. Guess I'll have to train you all over again. Just my luck. I don't care that your dick is hard. And that it's squished down into the mattress. Fucking deal with it. In fact, why don't you prop yourself up on your knees? Get your ass in the air so I can watch it sway while you eat me out. There you go. Back and forth. I mean, side to side. Yeah. Let me grip this hair so that I can gently guide your incompetent tongue. Yes. Oh, that's it. Right there. Wiggle that ass for me. Back and forth. Just like that. Now, you're going to lick my clit. And I'm not letting you up for a breather until I come. Your air is less important than my pleasure. Do you understand that? God, I bet you wish there was a nice thick load in my cunt right now, don't you? You pervert. You wish that you were lapping it all up while I tell you about how I got there. Well, if you're a good boy, maybe I'll bring home a present for you tomorrow night. I've got plenty of fuck buddies around town who'll love to fill my slutty hole. And before you even ask, yes, all their dicks are bigger than yours. In fact, you're probably the smallest cock I've ever allowed inside of me. That moan. You love that, don't you? You love knowing you're the smallest guy I've been with. That every other cock I've taken has reached places inside me you could never go. Tell me. But don't you dare take your tongue off my clit. You sound so fucking pathetic trying to speak with your face buried in my cunt. Keep looking. I'm close. Suck on my clit. Bitch boy. Do it. Fuck. I'm gonna. Okay, get the fuck off of me. On your knees. Oh, fuck. Oh. Look at me. Shit. My juices are dripping off of your chin. Did I squirt? Not yes, mistress. Did you really forget our old play names? That's right. I'm Sistress to you. And you? Well, you're just bitch. Like you've always been. Don't forget again, bitch boy. Otherwise, playtime is over. Got it? Oh, fuck. Good bitch. Don't even think about wiping my pussy juice off your face. I want my scent invading your nostrils all night. Now, go to my dresser and look in the bottom drawer. There are a couple of things you need to get for me. Don't ask what. You'll know when you see them. I can see your eyes light up from here. That must mean you found them. Bring that strap on and lube over here while I get up. Okay, kneel. God, I will never understand how a so-called man can look so perfect on his knees. Then again, you're not much of a man, are you? I'm glad you agree. You're just a pathetic, desperate little loser boy. Now, attach that strap on to me. This one's a bit different from what we're used to. So you'll have to undo the buckles and wrap the straps around my legs. Like little belts. Oh, you noticed that dildo was a lot bigger than your old one. Consider it an upgrade. Besides, I'm sure that my pervy little brother can take it. Big sis believes in you, little guy. Yes, boy. Your sistress can see that it's on. I'm not blind. Now get on the bed. I want you on your back so I can look at you in the eyes while I fuck you. Guess I might as well take this nightshirt off now. Ah, much better. And you? My face is up here. I know it's been years since you've seen your sister's tits, but have some respect, you pervert. Words aren't much of an apology, little bro. But don't worry. I'll make you sorry soon enough. Now pull your legs up and back like the slut that you are. Spread those thighs while I lube up this dildo. Good boy. God, you are such a whore. You know that? Legs in the air, ass cheeks spread, while your sister rubs lube on your greedy asshole. Disgusting, filthy little pervert. All right. Now I'm just going to line up the strap on up with your boy pussy. Now, deep breath. This will hurt. But if I know my little butt slut brother, you'll adjust soon enough. Take a deep breath. Hold it. And breathe out. You took so much on the first thrust. Have you been training your whole little brother? Oh, I know it hurts, but the pain is how you learn. It's a reminder of who you belong to, who you've always belonged to. You're my bitch, and I will fuck you like my bitch. Okay, I'll go slow, little brother, don't worry. Here we go. Take a deep breath. Okay. Since I can tell you're trying, I'll add more lube. Hold still while I pull out. Now, I'm going back in and I don't want any more whining. Got it? Good, bitch boy. Take a deep breath. Okay, ready. Take it now. Now those cries and whimpers are turning into moans, aren't they? You like it when sisters fucks your tight ass? Tell me. Say it again. Tell me what you are. Yes. Just a little pervert butt slap for your sister. Oh, I can see that little cock twitching. Are you gonna come with my rubber cock up your ass? You better not. I haven't given you permission yet, have I? Yes. Beg for it. Beg to come while I fuck your tight ass. Slut. What was that? I can't hear you. Okay. Come for me then. Come for your sisters. And thank me while you spurt that hot load all over yourself. Do it. There he blows, hands free. Coming on yourself while your big sister fucks your ass. You really are pathetic. It really didn't take much. Oh, I can see you're done, little boy. But that doesn't mean I am. No. I'm still gonna fuck you some more. You're done when I say you're done. Beg all you want, boy. I'm not. Oh no, little brother. Looks like your tiny dick is going soft. I better do something about that. Let me just gather some of this lube from your ass and grab that pathetic nub. Oh, what's the matter? You've always loved my hand jobs. Too sensitive. I need to keep this thing hard for what comes next. Do you really think I'd spoil the surprise, little boy? Never. Just focus on getting hard again for me. Can you do that? There we go. There's that little stiffy. You think it's so damn special. Now I'm going to shove this dildo all the way in and leave it there. You know what the best feature of this strap-on is? It's reversible. I can just undo these straps while I'm balls deep in you. And now I'm attaching it to one of your legs. That way my cock will stay inside of you. Pretty cool, right? Yes, sistress. Such an obedient little bitch. Keep your legs up. Have you ever been fucked Amazon style, boy? Yeah? I didn't think so. I learned this a while back, but haven't used it yet. Guess it's your lucky day. Let me just raise my pussy up over you and grab this needy little cock. Now, I'll just line us up and... Oh, fuck. There it is. Just like coming home again, isn't it? It's been so long since I've had my little pervert brother's cock inside of me. It feels so right. So perfect. By those screams and moans, I can tell you've missed this, even if you're a bit sensitive right now. Does Big Sis's pussy feel as good as you remember? Oh, even better, huh? My, my. Better than those meaningless sluts you've been with? You're goddamn right. Yes, none of those bitches could ever fuck you like I can. Not even fucking close. Not one of those sluts knows you like I do. Say it. Good boy. I can't believe you wasted so much cum on those whores. You should apologize. Say I'm sorry I gave away my cum to those other girls, sistress. Again. Tell me all your dirty cum is mine from now on.